Good evening, Rabbi Mayevsky. Tonight's shiur is chiefly about the relationship between Moshe, Aaron, and Bnei Yisrael, and of course Miriam to some degree, not to make it any less. But we read Chukas Bolok this week, but we won't have time for Bolok. And the reason, by the way, in Eretz Yisrael, the reason they do not ever lay Chukas and Bolok together, because they are two separate issues, two separate ideas completely. All the other double parashas have things in common, like Sazri Metzora, Achrei Mos Kedoshim. Those are parashas that have Ayakol Pekudei that are similar in text and have a lot in common, Matos Masei as well. But Chukas and Bolok have two separate total issues at all, so that they get away from keeping it together as a rule. But Matos Masei is when, even though we're on the same page, Matos Masei is on purpose left that way right before, so that in case it has to be split because of the way the 3 weeks, and of course the Haftorahs play a major role in certain Haftorahs that we have to read. But getting back to the parasha of Chukas, there's so much in it, and while it seems to be on so many different levels, so many different storylines, the truth of the matter is, it is all one storyline right from the beginning to the end of the parasha. And this is the growth of Kal Yisrael. What I entitled the parasha is, "But I Meant Well." And what I'm getting at is, the parasha begins with the Parah Aduma. And the Parah Aduma was made to, initially, to forgive Bnei Yisrael, one of the ways to forgive for the Egel, and this was something that was done, and therefore Aaron couldn't be the one to do this because it was his sin via, you know, Asher Asah Aaron, that Aaron was instrumental in forming the Egel, so therefore he couldn't be the one to bring the Parah Aduma to be involved in the making of it. But truth be told as well, that they already had a Parah Aduma, and to be realistic, the second Parah Aduma would not be around, I mean, Aaron would not be around for the second Parah Aduma whatsoever, and therefore it had to be totally in the lap of Eleazar HaKohen, his son. But we have a very interesting thing. Part of the ceremony is, it says, that he has to v'lokacha kohen eitz erez v'yezov u'shniso lo'as. Then very rarely do we talk about something that's part of the ceremony, that we have three things that we hishlich el toks reis ha'saparo, that after they burn, as they're burning the ashes, they have to throw these three items into the fire, and this will come into play as well with the whole context of the parsha. And we get after this right away, the Bnei Yisrael are traveling in the Midbar, and suddenly Miriam passes away. And Miriam passes away, and water ceases to come from the rock. Now, what is the purpose of this at this point in time is, Bnei Yisrael have been guilty of so many crimes up to this point. We started with Bahalosa, then Shlach, then Korach, and there's so much Lashon Hara, there's so much discord amongst Klal Yisrael that people are sniping with each other, there's different factions, and everything will come into play. And now God has to make them grow up on some level. And unfortunately, there have to be korbanos when things happen of that nature. And therefore, the first thing to go is the eldest, is Miriam, who is 7 years older than Moshe, 3 or 4 years older than Aaron. But the fact remains that Miriam now, she passes away, and rather than pay their respects to Moshe and Aaron and say, you know, Hamokam Yenachem Eschem, they right away descend upon Moshe and complain, we have no water, we're thirsty, which is on the surface would seem to be a logical, you know, ask, but just their sequence of events becomes problematic. But getting away from that, God is trying to make them grow up and stop all this complaining and rely on God, and just to make them understand. I remember so many times as a child when I would be fighting with my older sister and my parents would come over. Generally, my mother would come along. My father was working late, and he would. My mother would break it up and keep saying, "I'm not going to be around here forever, and you're going to have to learn to get along." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with that situation, trying to get Bnei Yisrael to understand that Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam will not always be there to intercede on their behalf. And the first one to go now is Miriam. And once again, the sniping begins. And God wants them to understand that you've had it so easy. The fact that you've had water for the last 40 years from a rock, that you deserve to have this miracle, is not because you deserve to have this miracle. It was in the source, in the merit of Miriam Hanaviah, of Miriam the great Sidkis, the great righteousness of Moshe's elder sister, Miriam. That is the reason you've had this water. So now what are you going to do for yourselves when you have no water? But they are not learning their lesson. And therefore, now God, Moshe has to intercede. And God says, all right, I understand you want water. But he realizes, as I mentioned last week, that this is a new generation. Basically, most everybody that will die in the Midbar has already perished. Maybe there are some left, but this is only this is their 40th year at this point in time when Miriam dies. We switch from year number 2 to year number 40 suddenly at right after the beginning of the parsha, and now they are getting ready to go in. But they're antsy, and they're anxious to go in. And discord once again strikes, and Moshe says, God tells Moshe to take the rock and speak to the rock. They need a miracle that they've never experienced before. And hitting the rock will just be another thing that they've heard about, maybe some have witnessed, but basically that something that they have not heard about, even if they weren't alive, at least they heard about hitting the rock. But now they want to talk to, Moshe is told, just talk to the rock and let them see a greater miracle so that they can learn to depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't seem to help. But even Moshe is very upset at this point in time and says, Shimu na hamorim. And he loses his temper and he thinks that they don't deserve to see this new miracle. And vayaches hasela b'mateyu pa'moyim vayetsu mayim rabim. And the water comes out. And Aaron, of course, doesn't stop him because he's been put in his place from the Egel and various times that he's made a mistake with Nadav and Aviu. And finally, he learns to keep quiet. Unfortunately, when you're a great person, just like we learned, Vayeshev Yaakov b'eretz Megureyov b'eretz Kanan, because b'kesh Yaakov leishev b'sheket b'shalva, he wanted it. He was so old, he wanted to live a life of peace now. But a tzaddik has to keep on leading the way. And Aaron just let Moshe do what he did, and he hit the second time when Aaron could have stopped him. And now God blames Yan Lohem Mantembi Lahadi Shani, the Aine Bene Yan Lohem Mantembi, and now you didn't believe me, and you hit the rock, and now we've lost a tremendous opportunity to see something that they've never seen before. And suddenly we get to the next part of the story. As soon as Aaron is told to go to Rosh Har Har, and he ascends the mountain, and lo and behold, Elazar comes down wearing the begodim, and it says, Vayiru Bnei Yisrael ki meis Aaron. What does it mean? How did they see? They didn't actually see that Aaron died, but they were able to understand that if Elazar is wearing Aaron's clothing, obviously, it's Aaron passed away, so therefore, Vayiru, when they saw Elazar wearing the Big Day Kohuna, Big Day Kohen Gadol, they realized that Aaron was dead. And now the Anane HaKavod have disappeared. God is trying to incrementally make them understand that so many things that they've been relying on were in the source of Miriam and Aaron, and now the Anane HaKavod go away. Immediately there are no Anani HaKavod and a war breaks out. And they complain, and at least at this point in time, they pray to God. They ascend something that happens now, and they prayed to God, and God, they said, if you give us these people, if you give us these people in our hands and be successful and save us from this terrible situation that we're in, we will be good. You know, that's it. And God saves them, and now they have reached a new level, seemingly so. But nevertheless, all is not well. And now a plague breaks out, and more people die. And Moshe is told by God to make a snake. The interesting thing about all these symbolisms that we have, the first thing that we see is when Miriam passes away, when Moshe says, Shimu no ha-morim, we take a look at the word Shimu no ha-morim. The word morim is spelled choser, which if you look at it, if you just read it as it looks in the Sefer Torah, it could say it looks like the word Miriam. And so that is the remez that the water that they have is that Moshe is giving them this hint that the water happened only for the sake of Miriam. And now Aaron passes away, Behar Ohar, and now as soon as the Anani HaKovod go away, Bnei Israel realize that Aaron is gone, and now their protection, their armor of the Anani HaKovod has now slipped away. And Moshe wants them to understand that. And they're still not convinced. And so all the sniping continues. And then the symbolism, the ultimate and the most ironic symbolism is, when we know what the Torah begins, the sin of the Eitz Hadas, which was fomented and instigated by the snake, who is the ultimate one who creates the Lashon Hara and the evil tidings and trying to convince Chava to give, talk Chava into giving Adam the Eitz Hadas, for her to eat from the Eitz Hadas and for her to give it to Adam. And God is trying to teach Bnei Israel, he created the world and I could do anything. Even the snake, the most heinous of animals, that we could make the snake an instrument of healing as well from this sniping. But all you have to do is look at this snake. You could be bitten by not just the snake, but by any animal. If you look at it and concentrate and think and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be healed, even by looking at a snake, even that can heal you as well. And finally, Oz Yashir Yisrael Ali Bier Enulah. At this juncture, they finally rise up and sing on their own, as opposed to Oz Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael, that Moshe led them in song, and finally now they lapse into song on their own, which is very gratifying to Moshe Rabbeinu to see that he didn't have to spur them to sing their own song, and now they could go on in their merry way. But what I said, the reason that the parsha is all intertwined, because the parsha, as I said at the beginning, it says, V'lokach, Ushni, Tolaz, V'ezov, and all these three things that we, V'lokach, Eitz Erez, V'ezov, Ushni, Tolaz. Why does Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam all have to perish in the Midbar? And the symbolism is in the Paraduma, these three things. And what we say is the reason that Miriam perished at this point in time is because of her past indiscretions, although she was destined to, she lived out her full life. But Aaron at this point in time, and when God says, Yan Loem Matem Bi, it seems the ultimate punishment for Moshe and Aaron, who have sacrificed their entire lives for the sake of Klal Yisrael, should be punished so severely, leading them to the precipice of the Holy Land and not get a chance to see in Aaron even more, because at least Kimineget Tires Oretz, that Moshe actually saw the land from the mountaintop. Aaron did not even get that vision. God didn't give him that supervision, so to speak, to be able to climb a mountain and see. He died in Har, far away from the land, and not even able to see the land even that much. But the fact is, remain, I began the parsha by saying, but I meant well. And when Aaron built the egel, when he made the egel, that it lays, God lays it in his lap, he did it with the best of intentions. And God says, I know you meant well. And the fact is, you're not being punished for the fact that you made the egel, because I understand you meant well. But somebody has to pay for the fact is that you thought you could save all these lives. But by thinking that you could save all these lives, and by your actions, thousands of people did perish, and thousands of people were guilty of a crime for those who were involved and for those who did not come to your aid and stand up for you. And it took Moshe shattering the luchos. Somebody has to pay for that. It's not a good idea to let that go. Moshe, with the Chet HaMeraglim, putting ideas into their heads about Efes Ki Az Ha'om, that they are a strong nation, Moshe puts these ideas into their head, and even though God told him, just tell him to go on a tour, but the fact is, Moshe put thoughts into their head, and Moshe wanted them, his thought process was, to see all the stumbling blocks that they have to overcome going into the land. But with God on their side, there's nothing one needs to worry about. They can overcome anything, that even if they're giants, yes. But the truth of the matter is, when God is on your side, there's nothing too great that you can't overcome. But they took it the wrong way. And Moshe didn't see that. He thought he could spur their emuna. But what happened? The Meraglim died. The Dor HaMidbar was destined to perish. In the Midbar, 600,000 people had to die. And God says, I know you meant well, but unfortunately, because you didn't follow the script, I told you so many times, Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Lamar, you told me you're not a Ish Devarim, and so I wrote the script for you. You went off script, and you added your own words, and you caused the death of so many people. Somebody has to pay for it. And so while on one level you deserve to go into the land, but there has to be payment. It doesn't matter who you are. The greater you are, the harder you fall. There's the great tzaddikim, the beinonim, and the lower people. They all suffer the consequences of their actions. And that is Eitz Erez, the high point. They're all thrown into the one fire. The Eitz Erez, the Shnei Tolas, the one that's longer, the Beinonim, the Ezov, the Shnei Tolas, the middle and the small. There are three levels in there. There are three things, the very tall, the middle, and the very small plant that goes in. These are representing all the three different types of people. For a crime in Judaism, the law applies to everybody. The rich, the poor, the tzaddikim, the beinonim, and the rishoyim, or even the moderate rishoyim, shall we call them. When you break the law, when you do something, the chol menatzai lo yeruha. And that is what God is telling us. This is the beginning of the parsha. Everybody is accountable, regardless of who you are. And Moshe had to take one on for the team. Aaron has to take one for the team. It wasn't just for hitting the rock. The Abarbanel says this was their second chance and they failed. But nevertheless, this is the situation. And this is what we all have to be accounted for. So Eitz Erez, Ushni Tolas, V'Ezol, V'Hishlich El Tok Sreis Has HaParah. Everybody is thrown into the fire. Everybody needs to be cleansed. No matter what you've done, it doesn't matter. We have to be like that. And finally, when you learn your lesson, and you could say, Oz Yashir Yisrael, Ali Bier, and New Law, and reach that point, now you are ready to fight the Amori, the Sichon, and be successful at the end. Held your head high that you finally lionize and understand. God had to make a new miracle. You force God to make something new. Imagine that, not to hit a snake, not to do anything, take no action. Just make a new miracle. God says, I need to create something that you've never experienced before. So I make a snake the ultimate, symbol of Lashon Hara and discord that caused the death in general, that brought death to the world in the first place. Even this can be a useful tool in saving lives. That's all you have to have is emuna and bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and trust that if you follow the dictates of the Torah, whatever God has planned for us is kol di'amar rachmana l'tav, kol di'avid rachmana l'tav avid. May we all see the light. May we all be zocha to oz yashir Yisrael. May we all rise up and sing for the things that go on in the world, whether they look good, whether they look bad. We don't understand, certainly, the things that are going on in our lives around us, certainly, as we see so many things that we're unhappy with in the world today. But nevertheless, if we have the bitachon that kol the Ovid Rachmana Latav Ovid, then we could oz yashir Yisrael alibi erenu la. Have a good week. Next week we'll do Bullock.